Herzlich willkommen bei Multilingual Stories. Mein Name ist Dr. Bettina Gruber und ich bin die Linguistin. Ich unterstütze voller Begeisterung mehrsprachige Familien mit Herz und Verstand auf ihrem individuellen Weg, damit ihre Kinder alle Familiensprachen erfolgreich und mit Leichtigkeit lernen können. In meinem Podcast bekommst du sehr persönliche Geschichten von Mehrsprachigkeit aus der ganzen Welt zu hören. Lehn dich zurück und lass dich inspirieren.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Multilingual Stories podcast. Today I will be recording an episode all by myself and in English, so that many more people can listen to this and follow. Particularly since this episode is made for all the parents out there who are not sure whether their partner should pass on her heritage language to their child. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about all the people I know who did not get the chance to learn one of their parents' languages while they were growing up. And I know that there are many different reasons why someone decides against speaking their mother tongue with their child. But I also know that there are many people out there who are struggling to pass on their language because they feel like they need more support from their partner. So if you doubt that your partner should pass on her language to your child, then please listen to this and give it a chance. Don't worry, it'll be short and sweet. So, here it goes. 5 reasons why your partner needs to pass on her heritage language to your child. Number 1. It is part of who your partner is. Language is so much more than just a collection of words, phrases, and sentences. It is part of who we are. Noam Chomsky said, "A language is not just words. It's a culture, a tradition, a unification of a community, a whole history that creates what a community is. It's all embodied in a language." Children deserve to really know their parents, to meet their authentic selves. They deserve to know and be able to understand their parents' history. Every multilingual person has different relationships with all her languages. And every language allows that person to have different experiences in life. A parent-child relationship is all about the connection on a deep, profound level. It is precisely this connection that allows our children to thrive, to become the best version of themselves, and to live their full potential. This connection is the safe place that they can always rely on and that enables them to grow wings and fly. For a multilingual mother or father to form this kind of bond, all their languages have a right and a need to be expressed and lived. For our children to truly know us, we need to express ourselves in our heritage language if we want to do that. Second, it is also part of who your child is. Whether your partner passes on all her languages or not, it will still be part of who your child is. It is part of her heritage as much as it is part of her parents' heritage. Your child will be considered part of the community where the language is spoken. And if she cannot connect with the community, she will be missing something. She will be missing part of herself. Trust me, I really have met many adults who had a deep sense of missing something simply because one of their languages had not been passed on to them while they were growing up. Part of their identity feels incomplete. It's as if something had been denied them. Third, any language will open a door or many doors that would otherwise stay closed. Every single language opens doors that no other language opens. It doesn't matter how many or how few people speak it. There is no way of telling which course your child's life will take. You might think that English is more useful than Finnish or German more useful than Serbian. Maybe you think Spanish would be better than Tagalog. But believe me, there is no price tag on the language. There is no tag that makes one more precious than the other. Every single language enables us to communicate with people we would not be able to communicate with otherwise. It enables us to connect with people we would not be able to connect with otherwise. Every single family language is worth passing on. If your family does not pass on all the heritage languages, doors that should open for your child will forever remain shut, as if she had lost the key. 4. It will never again be as easy for your child to learn a language. Do you remember what it was like to learn a new language at school? Have you ever learned a new language as a grown-up? Assuming that your child is still in her preteen years while you're listening to this, simply hearing the language will allow her to build a foundation that she can benefit from for the rest of her life. She will pick up the language easily without any effort. Please do not take that away from her. And now the fifth and last reason. It's important to your partner, it matters to your partner to pass on her language to your child. Isn't that reason enough? Thank you so much for listening and giving this a chance. I would be honored to hear your feedback, comments, or questions, and I always love starting a dialogue with people who are interested in the topic. So come find me on Instagram, Facebook, or on my website. You'll find my details in the show notes. Thanks again, and come back to Multilingual Stories if you enjoyed this episode.